Second Chronicles, chapter number 26. Second Chronicles 26. While you're looking that up, I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, as humble as we know how, Lord. We're grateful for this opportunity, this privilege. Thank you, dear God, that you've allowed us to come back to our home church tonight. Lord, I'm honored. Lord, I'm humbled. And I thank you. Dear God, I just ask you tonight, Lord, that you'd use us. I ask you, Lord God, across this building here, I have no idea what's in these people's hearts. I have no earthly idea. Not even the ones that I'm closest to, Lord, I don't know. But Lord, I know you do. And I'm just going to trust you tonight, God, that you would take your word that you said would not return void. Lord, I praise you ahead of time, Lord, for prospering it. Lord, I ask you, Jesus, God, to help us, Lord. Give us preaching grace. In Jesus' sweet name, amen and amen. And I'm going to read a lot here, so if you get tired and want to sit down if you need to, that'd be just fine, if you'd like to remain standing. But chapter number 26 of 2 Chronicles, in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room after his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah, after that the king slept with his father. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. He reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jecholah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneth, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbal, and the Mehams and the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate, at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert and digged many wells. For he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Husbandmen also, vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands according to the number of them, of their account by the hand of Jael, the scribe, as Messiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captain. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600, and under their hand was an army, 300,000, and 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on towers and upon bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priest, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hastened also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. You can be seated tonight. Thank you for standing. And I've read that because I believe the Bible to preach a whole lot better than any man. I wanted you to know that story there. And I look at Uzziah here at the end of this story. And it goes on and it tells that he slept with his fathers, meaning that he died and passed on. And he doesn't really give an account of how much longer he lived from that leprosy until he died. And it doesn't really say how old he was when he got the leprosy, when he went in. Some may think, well, he was probably an older man. Some may think he may have been a middle-aged man. Or even some may think he was a younger man. But I have to think this, that he probably had some children. Evidently he did. His son was the next one to get the throne. But Uzziah now, as he was thrust out from the house of the Lord, I want to give you this thought here that's on my heart before I give you my message and see if you can see it with me in the Scripture. As Uzziah, he was thrust out. He was no longer a part of those things. And I've not got time to go into the Levitical law and all that stuff, but he was on the outside looking in. That's what I want to preach on tonight. On the outside, looking in. What a horrible, horrible place it would be. Let's imagine Uzziah tonight as he would pass by the way and see the great palace that he used to live in. And as he would look at the great temple that he used to go and worship at. He might could see his children and listen, he couldn't even, by Old Testament law, he couldn't even get close to his children anymore. Not close to his wife, not close to any of his friends. Anytime he come close, he'd have to cry unclean. He was on the outside looking in. What a sad place, what a hard place to be is on the outside looking in. And I prayed my altar tonight before I've come to preach this. I want to preach this as humble as I know how. Because I fully realize that if anybody could be on the outside by morning looking in on things, it could be this preacher right here. I want you to realize that I'm a nobody and I really ain't got no business of preaching this message here. But it's what God's put on my heart. I will say this, that every day that I live and breathe God's air, it scares me to death of what's on the... Listen, what's there to get me and what's to tempt me? Everybody says that the devil is their biggest enemy, but I want you to know my biggest enemy is me. I'm the one that lets me down. I'm the one that harms me. I'm the one that hurts me. I'm the one that gets me in trouble most of the time. Even though the devil gets the blame, I am to blame, my friend. And I want to preach on that thought just for a minute on the outside of looking in. And Brother Ken, I don't want to bring up no bad memories, but I wonder how many has passed by this place on the outside and says, I used to go there.
and they look at the stained glass windows and the beautiful work that God's are doing here. And I wonder if they think, well, I've messed up. I used to go there, but I'm outside of looking in on things now. No longer a part of it. No longer a part of it. And I want to try to help us just 3 points tonight on some things that we need to remember that'll keep us on the inside. If Uzziah had only remembered a few things, I believe that everything would have been different in his story. I believe that they would have wrote a different story in chapter number 26, and it would have been more grand, and it would have been wonderful if he had only remembered about 3 things. First of all, I believe it'd be good for us tonight if we would remember our beginning. Amen. Honey, you'd better realize where you come from tonight. You may be sitting on the high horse tonight. You may be high and mighty, but you'd better realize where you come from. No, listen, I want us to notice, first of all, in verse number 1 there, then all the people of Judah, you hear what I said? Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah. I want us to realize this, in his beginning, the people that took him. If he'd only remembered the people that took him and give him the opportunity that he had, I believe things would have been different in his story. I think about this place here. I think about God's blessed me and He's given me a church now. And I've been there 10 years. And we've been through the storms. And we've saw a lot of things happen there. And God's blessed us. He's been marvelous to us, I'm telling you, down at Barakah Baptist Church. But I can't help but to remember, as a little dope fiend boy, hallelujah, I say I can't help but to remember a little crackhead that was wasted on the things of this world. And there's a little church that was started in my mom and daddy's house. And I think about a little storefront building down in Bowden, Georgia. And I think about a preacher there that was willing to come and talk to me when he didn't trust that I might even steal his wallet. I said, glory be to God. Hey, I'm feeling good. Where do you want the new wall knocked out? Amen. I say it's good to remember the people that started it all in your life. Don't forget, my friend, those back way back where it started from. Don't forget those in the beginning that helped you and prayed for you and picked you up when you was falling on your face. Don't forget those people, my friend. If Uzziah had only remembered how he got the throne, it would have helped him, wouldn't it? And the people that took him. But I like this, verse number 5. The Bible says, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah. Not only the people that took him, but the preacher that taught him. I realize I'm a preacher, but I do want you to know this. Liberty Baptist Church, you better thank God for your preacher. Whoever else is here in the house of God, you better thank God that He's put a man of God in your life. If God sends you a word, He's going to send it through the local pastor. He's going to word through him. You better thank God that He's got a word for you through the man of God.
Amen, Brother Jamie. Amen.
Preacher. Preacher that taught him. I'm going to tell you who the goofiest young preachers are. Is the ones that won't listen to their pastor. Can I get a witness right there? But I'll tell you who God's going to use, young preachers. He's going to use the one that gets up under his man of God. He's going to use him. And God's going to do something with him if he'll submit himself to his local man of God. I'm telling it right.
Yes, you
I've been in it long enough to see that. I wonder why and why ain't I being used? You get it all together, you would. People that took him. The preacher that taught him. But verse number 5. Down at the bottom of the verse. And as long as he sought the Lord. Watch this. God made him to prosper. Didn't say God let him prosper. God made him prosper. That's something, ain't it? The power that transformed him. You know what makes a preacher? A power that transforms him. Listen, 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 listen. I don't care you who your Superman preacher is, who your celebrity preacher is. Listen, we all the same. We all ain't worth shooting. Am I right, Brother Jeff? We all ain't worth shooting. We ought to all be kicked off in the ditch. But I'll tell you something about this. That there's some men that's crawled over in an old-fashioned altar and got a hold of a thrice holy God. And by His power is how a man of God gets a little leverage. Amen. Power that transformed me. Honey, I'm telling you, Uzziah was just the average Joe. He was nobody until God put His hand in his life. Takes God. You don't believe that? That's this missionary over here. You get over on the backside of nowhere. Ain't nobody over there to shout you down while you're preaching. You better hope you got some unction. On the outside, looking in. First thing he ought to remember his beginning. But secondly, if he would have only remembered his blessing. If he'd only remembered his blessing. You heard me reading that a while ago. Verses 6 through 15. What an amazing story. And I will say this. I don't know, you may can correct me, but I say that Uzziah, in some of the things that he done, and I realize that Solomon was the wisest on earth, and Solomon, he was a strong, he was just a brilliant man, but this stuff, Uzziah, that we're talking about tonight, it rivals even Solomon. This was a great, great king. God had tremendously blessed Uzziah. And if he'd only remembered his blessings, I wonder if it had been different, my friend. Verse number 6, it says he built cities. Verse number 8, it says the Ammonites gave gifts to him. The prosperity in his earnings. You may have a lot of things tonight. You may have a lot to give away, but you'd better always remember where it come from. You may think, I've got a good education, I've got a good college degree, and I've got a great job, and my boss likes me, and I've got top notch in my company. But I want you to know this. It may have somebody's name down at the place you live at the bottom of your check, but there's a God in heaven that He puts the money in the bank so that you can get a check. I say God is the one that does the blessing. God is the one that sends you what you need. It was prosperity in his earnings. Verse number 7, God helped him against the Philistines. He prevailed over his enemies. Sure did. You know, it's amazing what God will do for us if we just get up under Him. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. If we just remember tonight, somebody in here is thinking about some of their blessings. Boy, it's easy for us to get caught up in our blessings and just wallow all in them and be the most ungrateful brats. Come on, I'll say amen to myself. We can be ungrateful little brats. God blesses us. God gives us this. And we get in trouble from time to time. The Philistines come. The Ammonites come. And they storm our house. Or they storm our church. And they tie this up and that up. But God comes in. And He takes over. And He kicks him, amen, out the door. Oh, listen here. And time after time, we get comfortable with it. And we take it for granted. Oh, listen to me. We better give God the glory. In every battle, in every time the devil comes, every time we stumble, you'd better give God every bit of the glory. Prevailing over our enemies. Watch this. Verse number 8. Verse number 15. Bible says, His name spread abroad. Verse 15, His name spread far abroad. He was popular with everybody. I thank God tonight. I want to thank Him publicly for the friends that He's put in my life. I mean that. Brother Donald, I love you. Brother Jody, brother, that's my pastor. That's my best friend in the spirit. It's my best friend. I'm glad I ain't got a crazy daddy. I got a good daddy. I ain't got a crazy mama. I thank God for that. I really ain't trying to be funny. There's a lot of folks that has. I could have been brought up under some legal feller. I wore this white shirt tonight because I wanted to. I could have worn overalls and he'd let me preach. Thank God. Thank the Lord. There's too much to worry about besides the pleats in somebody's britches. People liked him everywhere. I'm going to tell you one of the greatest Proverbs truths there is. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. I'll just be honest, though. I'm not the friendliest fella in the box, so the Lord's got to help me out. I'm bad introverted. That's my wife. I thank the Lord for who He's put in my life. Brother Tim, I love you. Boy, ain't he good to us. Popularity with everybody. Verses 9 through 15, we see all his potentials in enlightenment. Son, he was smart as a whip. Things being invented up under him, him providing this, providing that. He was smart. He knew how to organize an army. He knew how to run a country. He knew how to do everything. He was wise.
Yes, he was.
He had enlightenment. As Zechariah, there, as we see there in verse number 5, he sought God in the days of Zechariah who had understanding in the visions of God. God, preachers, listen to me. God may give you a vision. God may put something on your heart.
And listen, it come to tuition, it come to naught. And boy, you'd better not take the credit yourself. You'd better give God the credit for all He does in your ministry. Outside, looking in. I believe he forgot his beginning, he forgot his blessings. But lastly, he forgot his boundaries. I want to preach to me just for a little bit now. Preachers, there's a camp meeting going on this week, Brother Ken. I want to be here next year. I don't want to be riding by here. See, listen to me. You better get sober right quick. I don't care who the best man of God is in here. I've seen some that made my mouth fly open fall out of it, brother. Dennis! Don't be the one riding by seeing your wife walk up this sidewalk with your little girls, your little boys. Don't say it won't. Because it will. You want to know, Brother Josh, I'm scared to death of it. Hallelujah. I just got to say this. I was going to say it later on. I sure am grateful for Jude when he said, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Boy, howdy. Somebody thinks they can live it, they need a snot slapped out of them. I know I can't live it. I know I can't, Brother Daniel. I've quit asking God to help me live right. I've started asking Him to keep me. Keep me. His boundaries. You know what? We got some boundaries, fellas. Ladies, we got some boundaries. We all do things. From time to time. Now, I'm not going to condone any sin. Sin's wrong.
Absolutely.
These things we do, we got habits, we got things we do, we ought not to do. Yeah. But let me ask you, does anybody know what I'm saying when there's a line drawn? And you know not to cross that line. That's what I'm preaching about, some boundaries. These boundaries in lots of things, but you'd better believe that there's boundaries in the Christian life. You can go too far. Watch this. He transgressed in verse number 16. He transgressed with a prideful heart. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up. His heart was lifted up. Our minds get lifted up occasionally. Understand me well. Our minds get the big head every once in a while. That ain't what I'm talking about. When what's in your head filters down to your heart, that's when you're in trouble. When you get the big head. Anybody ever thought about back in high school when you got in a fight and thought you could whoop everybody? Brother David talking about me last night. I jumped on the biggest fellow there was on the school bus. I did. I got the big head and then I poked my chest out. You know what? Usually that don't turn out too good. Especially when you're my size. But he transgressed with a prideful heart. Don't get too big for your britches. I'm talking about some things you've got to keep an eye on. Some things that you have got to keep an eye on in your life is when you get a prideful heart about you, you'd better find yourself somewhere and humble yourself. Because there is going to be a humbling. Hear me well, there will be a humbling if you're a child of God. And it's a whole lot easier when you humble yourself than when He has to do it. Prideful heart. Transgressed with a prideful heart. He trespassed in places that were holy. There's some things, preachers, that God won't allow me and you to do. He may let others do it. And I've used this illustration before with Chloe and Lily. Chloe's 14, Lily's 11. And I'll let Lily buy with some things that I would not let Chloe buy with. Because she hadn't learned yet. Preachers, you are, contrary to this newfangled movement that's going around, you are held to a higher standard. And you think the devil don't know that? If dumb old me knows that, the devil knows that. And he's playing his best hand against you. You'd better be careful who you text. You'd better be careful what you watch. You'd better be careful where you go, because the devil is trying his best to hang another preacher on his wall of trophies. Better be careful.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yep.
My Lord, I don't even like preaching this. Preachers, I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm telling you, don't get your head stuck on a wall somewhere and be the devil's trophy. How sad. Oh, my Lord. Golly, you hear of another preacher this, hear a preacher that, and some in North Carolina, South Carolina, all over, this and done that, and this and done that, and they got caught and this and done that and got caught.
Yep. Yep. Always caught. Yep.
Sad.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Horrible.
Yes.
Trespassed in some holy places. There's a lot of temples in here. Don't defile the temple. Transgressed with a prideful heart. Verse 16, 17, he trespassed some places that was holy. His boundaries, his temper got the best of him when he should have repented. I wonder how the story would have went in verse number 19 if that was the turn of it and it said, then Uzziah repented in dust and ashes. Wonder what it would have been like after that. I don't believe there would have been no leprosy. I don't believe he would have lost his family. I don't believe he'd have lost the. I don't even believe he would have lost his throne. Probably. Definitely, I believe there had been some consequences.
But I don't believe he would have lost hardly anything if he had just had a repentant heart. His temper got the best out of him, though. Flew off the handle. Let me tell you something. I say this too. When somebody falls in our ranks, somebody makes a mistake, if they have a repentant heart, we're to forgive them, restore them. But I will say this. For all the ones that says, well, don't judge me. Ain't nobody can forgive you unless you ask for forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is a two-part deal. His temper got the best of him. Tonight, as we look at this, I notice faces in here. I love you to death. One of these days, glory be to the Lamb, we're getting out of here. I'd be so glad. Listen, you don't want to go to heaven more than I do. You don't even need to think that way. But I will say this. Until then, I hope we can still meet together and worship together. And ain't nobody on the outside looking in. I don't want no other preacher in here. If you think getting up here and preaching's the stealing the show, I don't know. I want to see all you preachers next year. My camp meeting next year. I like to see the same crowd back. Brother Ken, if you want to get somebody to come. Tonight, daddies, mamas, please don't take this lightly. I have no earthly idea who I'm preaching to tonight. But it could be you. You know not what kind of temptation's coming tomorrow. I'll tell you, the best prayer we can pray is what Jude said, unto Him that's able to keep us from falling. Father, we ask You tonight